Hey everyone, it's Laura Bennett here, your daily dose of motivation and self-love. Today, we're diving into a topic that can feel heavy sometimes, but is so incredibly important. Cultivating forgiveness and letting go of resentment. Ever felt stuck in a cycle of anger or bitterness towards someone? You know that feeling when those past hurts just seem to keep popping up. Well, guess what? We're going to break free from that today. Forgiveness isn't about condoning hurtful actions, it's about freeing yourself from the emotional shackles they hold. Think of it like this. Resentment is like carrying around a heavy backpack full of anger and negativity. It weighs you down, makes every step harder, and keeps you focused on the past instead of moving forward. Forgiveness is taking off that backpack, letting go of the weight, and stepping into lightness. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate forgiveness and let go of resentment. 1. Understand forgiveness isn't for them, it's for you. This is the big one. Often, we get caught up in the idea that forgiveness means condoning what happened or saying the other person was right. But truly, forgiveness is an act of self-love. It's about releasing the grip those past hurts have on your emotions and your energy. You deserve peace, you deserve to move forward, and forgiveness is the key to unlocking that freedom. 2. Acknowledge your feelings. Don't try to bury your anger or sadness, let yourself feel them fully. Bottling up emotions only makes them fester and grow stronger. Journaling, talking to a trusted friend, or even just taking some time for quiet reflection can help you process those feelings in a healthy way. Remember, acknowledging your emotions doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. 3. Practice empathy. This doesn't mean excusing the other person's actions, but try to see things from their perspective. Could they have been going through something difficult that influenced their behavior? Understanding their motivations can help soften the edges of your resentment and create space for compassion. 4. Let go of control. We often hold on to anger because we feel like we lost control in a situation. But forgiveness is about surrendering that need to control the past. It's about accepting what happened, learning from it, and moving on. You can't change what already occurred, but you can choose how you respond to it moving forward. 5. Be patient with yourself. Forgiveness isn't a one-time event, it's a journey. There will be good days and bad days. Be kind to yourself, acknowledge your progress, and remember that every step towards forgiveness is a victory. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah. She's brilliant, driven, and has the most amazing friends. But there's this one person from her past, let's call him Mark, who hurt her deeply. He made promises he didn't keep, broke her trust, and left her feeling heartbroken. For years, Sarah carried that resentment like a heavy stone in her chest. It impacted her relationships, her career, even her sleep. Then, she decided to take control. She started journaling, talking to a therapist, and actively choosing to see things from Mark's perspective. It wasn't easy. There were days when the anger flared up, but Sarah kept practicing forgiveness. Slowly, that heavy stone began to lift. The weight on her chest eased, replaced by a sense of lightness and peace she hadn't felt in years. She realized that forgiving Mark wasn't about condoning his actions, it was about freeing herself from the shackles of bitterness and allowing herself to move forward into a brighter future. Remember, forgiveness isn't just a buzzword, it's a powerful tool for creating a happier, more fulfilling life. It takes courage, it takes time, but the rewards are worth every step. By choosing to forgive, you choose to release the past and embrace the possibilities of your future. Don't let resentment hold you back any longer. Take that first step towards healing, towards freedom, towards happiness. You deserve it. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might need to hear these words. Let's spread the message of forgiveness and empowerment together. I can't wait to connect with you again tomorrow for another dose of motivation and self-love. Until then, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.